This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Australia hasn't had that many girl bands. There's been Girlfriend. I'm going back in the 90s here, girls. Bardo. Not really many, but these guys, I have a feeling, could change all that. Isha, Siobhan, and
it's about
Rachel,
time too.
Mischief.
Hey.
Welcome to Joy.
We're going to get into some mischief tonight.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
These girls look like so much fun.
Now, girls, it's just first time in Melbourne? No, you've been in Melbourne before.
No, we've been in Melbourne a few times.
Yeah, exactly, right. But if you're from Queensland, you met at audition 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what made you guys click and who made the decision to form a band?
I think because our connection was so strong when we did meet.
Yeah.
And we realised how much passion we had for music. And so when we came together and we sat down and we sort of talked about it, we were like, God, we can actually do
this. I'll
be
honest. I just eyeline those girls. I'm like, you're mine.
It was like a lot of inside.
It's happening tonight. So, you know. It was
and the rest is history, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were forced.
So let's go around the world and just say what your name is and what you think you bring to mischief.
I'm Isha, and I think that I bring... Oh, gosh. This is tough. I bring some...
I can see sass. And flair. Yes, I can see it.
And Siobhan?
I think so.
I probably keep everyone on their toes because I'm very forgetful. So they're probably like,
that took
okay,
a different
Rachel,
avenue.
What did we forget? What is this? So I'm making everyone constantly like, you know, their brain's active. So I like to say that.
Yeah, it keeps the brain.
You need one of them.
And I'm Rachel. I like to think I'm the funny one. No, I'm definitely... I like to stay organised. I think I become, crazy Rachel when it comes to, like, getting up in time and making sure everything
planning,
is done.
Planning, organising.
So she's the control freak in the group. Okay, you need one.
Now, girls, up until last year, you guys were a four-piece. You also had Nicole. She's moved to the UK. But you didn't, like... bit her off or she's
no,
like,
well, absolutely.
What happened to Nicole?
No, we just killed her instead. She's a beautiful person and we wish her all the best. You know, love takes you to beautiful places.
Yeah.
So there's no hard feelings.
No feelings.
The debut single, which we loved here, joined me, Brian.
Yes.
Called Kick It Back.
Loved Kick It Back.
April last year. That was your very first single. You got commercial radio play on Aussie radio. And everything. Yeah. So what was it like recording your first single and what made that track stick out?
And filming the music video on the awesome shoreline.
That
loved it.
That was awesome. It was amazing, honestly. Like, I feel like, especially when you do music all your life and then you get into the studio and you finally, you know, it's your first track. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And then the music video, like, that was just phenomenal.
That was a ball of fun.
That was fun. Like, it didn't feel like work because it was just, it was actually just so much fun because it was like just dancing on the beach and singing.
I know.
It was just...
And people walking by
exactly
being
what
like,
look like,
what are they doing?
You guys worked with producer Stuart, who's worked behind Shepherd and the Veronicas, whom I've both interviewed, I have to say.
Yeah, he's got a name drop, isn't he?
No,
he's always got
it. You were in safe hands in the studio then.
Yeah, very good
safe hands.
He's amazing.
And of course, last year you released the second single, which you added here to Daytime Joy.
This is good time.
Called Last Night in Vegas.
Yeah.
Have you girls been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas. Yes.
We live vicariously through her.
Yes. Right. Yes. We all stay here and she goes up.
Shall we play that track?
Yeah, I reckon.
I think so.
I reckon we should.
This is Mischief.
This is good.
Last Night in Vegas. More of us next on Joy.
Yeah. Hi guys, I'm Rachel.
I'm Isha.
And I'm Siobhan.
And we're Mischief.
You're in the Sound Museum on Joy.
Mischief?
Yeah.
Hey, what up?
We are causing mischief and mischief tonight.
So many pillow fights.
We just heard your track last night in Vegas. You've been working in Melbourne with the M Squared Production Boys. Michael DeLorenzis and Michael Paitner. What a great production team. Those guys are.
Oh, Mike, you have no idea.
They're
incredible.
Insane. And they're just the coolest guys
they
ever.
Are.
Honestly. You just and them together, their friendship is great. Like the energy they give off.
Yeah.
You could jam with them all day in the studio. They're
great musicians, and Michael's got a great voice as well. You heard him sing?
Incredible.
Yeah. So do you guys co-write with them, or what's the go? Would you guys write or produce? Or
we definitely have a collaboration with them, which is really, really great.
Fantastic.
So there's input. We get to chuck ideas back and forth. So really collaborative. And that's
been really great. Yeah. We've had our creative input.
It's a great creative space.
Yeah.
What have you learned from your earlier material? I'm talking about decades ago, but from Kick It Back up to now working with M Squared, what have you learned in that process?
So much. Our sound has changed. Us as people have grown, not only as people, but as artists. We've changed so much and developed musically and as humans.
I think the greatest thing about them is they when we were recording the studio, they just say it how it is. Yeah. They're like, come on, you can, and they push you.
But they bring out the best.
But in the best way. I love that.
They open up parts of your voice that you didn't know that you had.
They test you. That's good.
The guy that mixes your tracks, Tom Coyne. Is it Tom Coyne?
Yeah.
Has mastered Beyonce, Adele, and Taylor Swift.
Jeez, how's that for a. Where are we?
It's insane.
God, very, very lucky. Cool. You're in really good hands there.
It's crazy.
Very grateful.
Now, I guess the new stuff, what's the inspiration behind it? Do you guys I've got here people like Michael Jackson, Prince, Bieber, Chainsmokers. What's your flavour at the moment?
I guess we're really excited because so many artists now are mixing so many different sounds together. Mm. And that was a really exciting space for us because it meant that we could go on this journey that they are. We are so inspired by, Bieber's new sound and Selena Gomez.
He's
and
hot,
all that.
Right, Bieber?
He's got a really good eclectic sound. That's what I love.
He put it on Instagram with the new one, with the jocks on.
Has he got another new nudie picture up?
Well, near nudie.
Is he?
Yeah, old Bieber. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time he's done that.
Anyway. It's not about you girls tonight, though.
Yeah. They were just listening very quietly.
The debut EP, which we're recording right now, what can we expect from the EP? Are we going to expect all new songs?
How are you comfortable with this sound?
Yeah.
You're liking it?
Yes. Definitely.
So excited.
Happy. Just the whole feel and the vibe. It's very summery. It's like relaxing. It's almost like you're on a vacation.
It's us.
It's very us. It's very
laid back. Yeah.
Laid back, yeah.
Goals overseas? Want to take this worldwide?
Absolutely.
Yes. Where are you aiming for?
World domination.
Everywhere. We will take over the world.
Do you know what, Europe is really cool for girl bands, and they love Aussies in Europe.
Actually, I could see these girls supporting the Spice Girls when they do their reunion.
Yeah. Oh my god. Mm.
That would be a dream.
That would be the dream.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this right
now.
Now, the new single for Mischief, it's called Make Me Move.
This is cool.
It is
awesome
on
track.
iTunes right now, along with the old singles as well. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. We are Mischief. And on Twitter, Mischief the Band.
And now, Snapchat.
That's
and
right.
Snapchat.
Now, also, Isha, I want to say thank you because we did catch up for an interview on Joy few months ago. That was with me.
Yeah, sorry.
That interview is online on the Joy website as well, so you can catch another interview with one part
now,
of Mischief.
Now, girls, do you want to introduce the new single for us?
Go on.
Yes. Hey, we're Mischief, and you're listening to Joy. This is our single, Make Me Move.
Damn, Rachel.
Thanks, girls.
That's great, girl.
Bodies lose control. Come on over, hold me close. Round and round and round we go. Till our bodies lose control. Come on over, hold me close. You make me move. As long as you're by my side, I know that I'll be alright. Until the morning light. You make me move.
Hi guys, I'm Rachel.
I'm Isha.
And I'm Siobhan.
And we're Mischief.
You're listening to Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.